We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, anytime. Adam is from Watertown. Good morning, Adam.
Morning.
Hey.
Kennedy, Adam is a member of the Local 7.
Okay.
Iron workers, baby.
Get familiar.
Oh, yeah.
What? Get familiar?
Yeah, get familiar. That's what Dan wrote. Get familiar.
With the iron workers?
Yeah, with the local unions, Carson. We're in Boston.
They build everything you walk into, sir.
I understand. I'm in a union. I just didn't know what the get familiar
should,
had
you
to
know
do with
all
it.
Of them. We're so the same, your union and ours.
Yep.
I know the local 25.
Because I know your pants are dirty at the end of the day, too.
Right? Your hands are soft and supple, sir.
I work hard. What are you talking about? I have, like, calluses on my butt from sitting in this chair. Adam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? Get familiar.
Hey, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, and it's get familiar. Yeah. Get familiar.
Thank you.
Get familiar.
We'll work on it.
Thank you. Five trivia questions, Adam. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to get yourself $100. Kennedy is over in the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She has 2,531 wins, only 215 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. KFC is testing a Cheetos sandwich in select markets.
Yes.
The sandwich features a bun stuffed with a hand-breaded, extra crispy chicken filet, Cheetos sauce, and Cheetos.
Oh, I love it.
Get familiar. Who is the Cheetos mascot?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a brain fart.
Question number two.
Oh, Chester.
Okay. Question number two. Lady Gaga's A Star is Born has become the highest earning movie of all time that stars a musician. The film has raked in $413 million. It just passed Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard, which earned $411 million. Who played the bodyguard in Whitney's movie?
Bobby Brown.
Question number three. That 70s show star Wilmer Valderrama turning 39 today. Who did Wilmer Valderrama play on that 70s show?
Sad.
Question number four. Former Vice President Dick Cheney turned 78 today. Who plays him in the Oscar-nominated film this year, Vice?
Christian Bale.
Question number five. Netflix is asking viewers to please stop saying Ted Bundy is hot after watching their new documentary.
Oh,
we're also messed up.
Oh, boy.
Who is playing Ted Bundy in the upcoming movie Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile? Which actor?
Don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. I really need a get familiar drop.
Get familiar.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, let's see what we got here. I have, is it two out of five, Dan? Three out of five. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, Kennedy. These are tough, though. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. KFC is testing a Cheetos sandwich in select markets. The sandwich features a bun stuffed with a hand-breaded extra crispy chicken filet, Cheetos sauce, and Cheetos. Who is the Cheetos mascot?
Chester the Cheetah.
I gotta test one of those today, maybe.
No.
Try it out.
Question number two. Lady Gaga's A Star is Born has become the highest earning movie of all time that stars a musician. The film raked in $413 million, passing Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard, which earned $411 million. Who played the bodyguard in
Kevin Costner.
There you go. 2-1. Question number three. That 70s show star Wilmer Valderrama turning 39 today. Who did he play on the show?
Fez.
3-2. Question number four. Former Vice President Dick Cheney turning 78 today. Who plays him in the Oscar-nominated film right now, Vice?
Christian Bale.
4-3. Question number 5. Netflix is asking viewers to please stop saying Ted Bundy is hot after watching their new documentary.
Netflix is having a problem with a lot of their male characters lately being right? Being deified.
Ted Bagley.
I think that was part of the thing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's totally how he got it. Yeah.
I digress.
Who's playing Ted Bundy in the upcoming movie?
Zac Efron.
Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile.
Annie and I talked about this ad nauseum yesterday.
Speaking I love him so much.
I have a Ted Bundy story. He approached one of my wife's dear friends when she owned a clothing store in Tallahassee, Florida, which is, of course, where he was like stalking women back in the day. It's a crazy story.
Your wife's friend?
A friend.
Was she 20 years older than her?
No, yeah, it was her mother. Oh. But they're close friends.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it was a crazy story. So, Adam, you don't get the win, but you do get yourself a pair of tickets. You're going to see Il Divo April 4th at the Orpheum Theater. Get familiar.
Stop trying to make that happen.
Get familiar with Il Divo. You guys said I think Il Divo.
You just enunciate too much. Get familiar.
Hashtag still Il here. Divo. Still here. Hashtag what?
With them apple bottom jeans, you can get familiar with those.
All right. Adam, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Adam from Orto, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
It's mainly hand dance battles. It's weird.
Don't even try.
It's like upper body dance battles.
Ever seen some of this? She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Great for radio. You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kepi Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Pam is from North Andover. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
You driving this morning?
I actually just pulled up to my place of work.
Looks like the weather kind of cleared up.
The roads are terrible this morning, though, right?
They are terrible, and they took my GPS took me off side roads too, and they were horrible.
Why would they do that?
Because the other road is really really crowded.
Yeah, but the side roads aren't plowed.
But no, the GPS doesn't know that, honey.
Well, they should.
Pam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Here you go.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We will give you better directions to get back to your house.
Thank you.
Or $100. Definitely one of those, too. Kennedy has 2,532 wins, only 215 losses. She is over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is about to happen. Again, you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Adam Lambert, turning 37 yesterday. He was on American Idol and found success as a solo act, but he now tours with which classic rock band as their frontman?
Queen.
Question number two. A new Alanis Morissette musical is coming to Broadway. Jagged Little Pill will feature songs from Alanis' 1985 album of the same name. Which Full House cast member did Alanis used to date? Was it Bob Saget, Dave Coulier, or John Stamos?
Dave Coulier.
Question number three. The Sci-Fi Network is turning the classic horror film Child's Play into a TV series. Who is the villain in the Child's Play series?
I don't know.
Oh. Question number four. Ryan Reynolds is returning to the romantic comedy genre for a movie called Shotgun Wedding. He also voices a beloved Pokemon in which upcoming film?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
What? You're not up on your Pokemon?
Question number five. Maroon 5 and the NFL announced a $500,000 charity donation ahead of their Super Bowl halftime show. Name one of the current members of Maroon 5 that is not Adam Levine.
that is not I. That's the only one I know. Oh, it's terrible.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I can only name two, and I've interviewed all of them several times. But I can name two of them. That's
we'll
it.
See.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Pam got 2 out of 5.
All right.
Holler.
Let's get it, though.
These are hard, Kennedy.
Okay.
Man horde.
Adam Lambert turning 37 yesterday. He was on American Idol and found success as a solo act, but he now tours with which classic rock band as their frontman?
Queen.
Tied to one. Question number two. Alanis Morissette has a musical coming to Broadway. Jagged Little Pill will feature songs from her album from 1985 of the same name. Which Full House cast member did Alanis used to date?
Dave Coulier.
Bob Saget, Dave Coulier, or John Stamos?
Dave Coulier. You know that musical started here in Cambridge, so congrats to those people.
Wow.
Uncle Joey. Tied at two. Question number three. The Sci-Fi Network is turning the classic horror film Child's Play into a TV series. Who is the villain in the Child's Play series?
Chucky?
Yes, the doll.
Yep.
3-2. Question number four. Ryan Reynolds returning to the romantic comedy genre for a movie called Shotgun Wedding.
Oh, yes.
It's an action comedy. Are
you kidding me?
He also voices a beloved Pokemon in which upcoming film?
The Pokemon movie?
Detective Pikachu is the film, Kennedy.
And to be honest,
who knows that?
The Hitman's Bodyguard, that was kind of a rom-com between him and Samuel L. I'm just saying.
3-2, question number five. Maroon 5 and the NFL announced a $500,000 charity donation ahead of their halftime show. Name one current member of Maroon 5 that is not Adam Levine. And in his notes, Dan wrote, "Thanks, Carson." You're welcome. The only other one I know is James Valentine. He's the one with the long flowy hair, plays guitar.
Nope.
Also, Jesse Carmichael, Mickey Madden, Matt Flynn, PJ Morton, and Sam Farrar.
Things I should have looked up as soon as you said it.
Justice for the Maroon
Well
four.
Played,
honestly.
Dan.
That's my t-shirts.
Yeah, that's tough. All right, Pam, you don't get the cash, but I do have four tickets to Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party, a brand new adventure filled with world-class skating and high-flying acrobatics at the TD Garden February 15th through the 24th. You can buy tickets now, but you're going to have them for free. Okay, Pam?
Okay.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Pam from North Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I love the beginning.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try.
I think because it's supposed to get cold later, it's going to be all ice. She's gonna school, I think that's what they're trying to prepare for.
I think they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But
man, you can't beat her.
Maybe snow this afternoon, a heavy burst later. You're going down. You
think you can, that could be any day. It's going to be July. No. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time. Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our amazing friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent coffee anytime. Sarah's from Weymouth. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Sarah has a bipolar cat named Pancakes that has to take Prozac.
Wow.
Same.
Interesting.
Her name is Kennedy, though.
You have a cat named Kennedy that takes Prozac? That likes
meow.
Pancake
cat on the inside?
Meow.
Somebody get Kennedy some pancakes.
No carbs.
Sarah, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy has left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. So you tie, you lose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The legendary Phil Collins turned 68 today. Which band was he in before going solo?
The Police.
So close.
Oh, it hurts my heart. Question number two, Louis Fonsi, is it Louis, right? Is that how you pronounce it? Louis Fonsi will be on The Tonight Show with Fallon tonight. He rose to fame in the United States back in 2017 when the remix to which song featuring Justin Bieber stayed at number one for 16 straight weeks?
Despacito.
I thought you were going to say Roxanne. Question number three, in upsetting news, Empire star Jussie Smollett was hospitalized after being attacked in a homophobic and racially charged incident. They say he's going to be okay, though. Who plays Lucius on Empire?
The only other person I know on the show is Taraji P. Henson.
Question number four. Justin Bieber launched his new clothing line yesterday.
Garbage.
Yikes.
It's called Drew. It features shirts, sweatshirts, and shorts ranging from $48 to $148. Drew is Justin's middle name. What a creative.
He literally just stuck his name on clothing. It's not like he put the hood in a different place on the hoodie or something.
It's just
literally oversized hoodie with Drew on the front.
Which
looks like he stole it from a kid on the playground.
Named Drew. Which Boston sports star starred in a movie as Uncle Drew?
Uh, Gronk.
Question number 5. Pete Davidson is set to star in a semi-autobiographical comedy movie directed by Judd Apatow. Before Ariana, Pete dated Cassie David. Who is the daughter? Cassie David. Who is the daughter of which comedian?
Larry David.
That one, you know, interesting. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Sarah got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. Question number 1. Legendary Phil Collins turning 68 today. Which band was he in before going solo?
Genesis.
1-0. Question number 2. Louis Fonzie will be on The Tonight Show with Fallon tonight. Of course, he rose to fame here in the States in 2017 with the remix to which song featuring Justin Bieber stayed at number 1 for 16 straight weeks?
Despacito.
2-1. Question number 3. In upsetting news, Empire star Jussie Smollett was hospitalized after being attacked in a homophobic and racially charged incident. Who plays Lucius on Empire, Kennedy?
Terrence Howard?
I think it's Terrence Trent D'Arby is what you meant.
I love Howard. Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Howard.
That is correct.
Sign your name across my heart.
3-1. Question number 4. Justin Bieber launched his new clothing line yesterday. It's called Drew and features shirts, sweatshirts, and shorts ranging from $48 to $148. Which Boston sports star starred in a movie as Uncle Drew?
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Oh, you were so happy to know that answer. Her eyes lit up. Kyrie.
Like, yeah.
I knew
it. I interviewed him for that. I know. It's like,
you gave him
yay.
A succulent.
I gave him an aloe plant.
It's Kyrie.
What did I say?
Kyrie.
Okay, move on.
Question number 5. Pete Davidson set to star in a semi-autobiographical comedy directed by Judd Apatow. Before Ariana, Pete dated Cassie David, who is the daughter of which comedian?
Larry David.
Yes, nice job.
Woo!
5-2 for Kennedy. I'm sorry, Sarah, you don't get the cash, but I have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Robin at the House of Blues on March 11th, okay?
Awesome. I love her.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sarah from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy. Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.